This is Cityscape. I'm Steve Potter. And next Friday, the Regional Arts Commission opens a multimedia event that runs through August the 26th. Speak Up St. Louis is a continuation of the American Democracy Project, which works to encourage political and cultural participation in our country, especially among young people. And here to explain that and much more, please welcome the exhibit's curator, Michael Crane, also video artist Zlatko Kosic, and artistic director for that Uppity Theater Company, Joan Lipkin. Good day to all of you.
Good day to you.
Hi.
Hello.
Good to see you all.
Thank you.
And just for full disclosure, Zlatko, I know you from City TV 10, where you're employed.
Yes.
And because, of course, I do a little bit of work there, so I know you previously. Just want to throw that out there. And, of course, Joan, you're an old friend. Michael, it's nice to meet you, and you're
good
from
to
out
meet
of town
you.
Because you're the director of the Art Center Gallery at University of Central Missouri.
Correct, over in Warrensburg near Kansas City. However, I do live in St. Louis, so I commute. And
you commute from here to Kansas City?
On the weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, just once a week.
Wow.
Or twice a week. I got to get back there and forth. But anyway, I'm the guest curator. The leadership at the Regional Arts Commission saw a project that I did about a year ago that was part of the American Democracy Project. Let me roll back.
Okay.
American Democracy Project is an initiative of the American Association of State Colleges and Universities. There are about 200-plus schools who are participating on the and AASCU and the New York Times, okay? And about 200 schools participating, and the University of Missouri-St. Louis is one. That's participating. Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville participates, and we participate over in Warrensburg at the University of Central Missouri. A year ago, we did a show with about 75 artists from across the country, including about 10 artists from St. Louis. The leadership at the Regional Arts Commission saw our CD and website and asked me if we could recreate a project there. Now, the American Democracy Project is targeted to students, but that need for civic engagement doesn't end there. It's something that we all have, and so that's why we're calling this a continuation of the Democracy Project.
And the reason that Joan and can I call you Z?
Yep.
That's what we call you at TV 10. I don't know if everybody does that or if it's just us. The reason Z is here is because he's one of the artists that's part of the exhibit. And Joan, you've directed a theater, or not directed, but you're involved with a theater piece.
Right, right.
That's part of this.
We've done it as a team through St. Louis Artworks with a wonderful team of teaching artists.
Who did direct that, by the way?
Well, it's really kind of a co-production of the teaching artists Sarah Shimshik and Megan Flynn and Sarah Thomas and myself. And our wonderful apprentices. We have 13 of them. And if you ask them, they'd say they had a very big hand in directing it.
Okay, we'll talk about more of that in a minute. 382-8255, 382-TALK, if you have a question or a comment. So, Michael, what's happened is 36 artists have come together. When I say artists, I'm painting that with a wide brush because we're talking about sculpting, drawing, video work.
Exactly.
Dance.
There's quite a bit of diversity, not only in the media, but among the artists themselves in terms of age, race, cultural group. There are actually 38 artists. There are 22 women and 16 men. So we do have quite a bit of diversity. The issues that they are addressing are wide-ranging,
right,
from the war in Iraq to Darfur to the abuse of women to homelessness. And, I mean, it crosses the gamut of all the issues that we are facing today.
So is that left up to the individual artist, you know, what voice they wanted to find or what issue they wanted to address?
Yes. I did a call to the artist and encouraged them to speak out. Some of these artists are used to making works with messages. Others were not, but they felt strongly enough about something to be courageous enough to speak up.
Which brings us to Zlatko and 382-8255, 382-TALK if you want to join us. And that really, Z, takes us to you. You're originally from what is now Bosnia.
Yeah, I was born in Bosnia and used to be Yugoslavia.
Right. And so what you're concerned about are issues that you faced in your homeland, which I guess Big Brother would be a good way to put it.
Yeah, once I found out about the project, it brought some memories from Bosnia about losing my freedom and democracy, like not being able to express myself.
Was that something that you really dealt with or felt at the time, or is that something in retrospect you realized what you were going through? Or at the time, did you feel like you were being deprived of, you know, your democracy?
No, I mean, I always had a feeling that democracy in the USA is not really real, that the people should have more freedom to express themselves and speak up. And I don't think it matters where I live. I could live in Bosnia or here. I mean, it's a global, it's a planet, and we should be all free to speak.
Uh-huh. What's interesting about your piece, as I understand, is that you sort of turn the tables on the whole, you know, who's watching you thing. Your purpose, and tell me if I've got this right, is to make the person that views your work feel like they're the ones being watched. You know, this is how I felt in Bosnia, sort of thing.
Yeah, that's one of the messages, because the way I taped people, I use, I've worked with 16 people, different ages from 10 to 84 and different genders. And then the way I taped their headshot is actually cropping the image, eyes, mouth, and ears. And I'm creating some kind of mask or platform for them to talk. And he made them feel comfortable to do that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it looks like you're being spied on or surveillance or being in a prison or just trying to say something. And it's a silent installation, but they're reading the definition of democracy. And you can see the movement of the lips, but there's no actual sound.
You know, it's sort of like a book we all read in high school, back when I was in high school anyway, back in the 70s, like 1984, sort of the George Orwell, you know, vision of the future, right?
Yeah.
Michael or Joan, do you have anything you want to say about Z's work?
Oh, I'm very excited about his projection, because Z has been doing projections all around St. Louis, and he's very experienced. He's worked with national and internationally known artists. So I was very pleased that he responded and wanted to be part of this project. And the same with Joan and with the group of kids known as...
We're calling them the St. Louis Upstarts, but it's a project through St. Louis Artworks, which is the region's largest job training program for young people.
And when I heard they were interested in doing an original theater piece about democracy, I said, fantastic. I was very pleased with the response of St. Louis artists for people who wanted to step up.
Well, Joan, how did you begin that? How do you come up with an idea for a play about democracy?
Right. Well, first I want to acknowledge that we were invited. And of course, as anyone who's familiar with my work knows, that issues of democracy and civic engagement are central to what we have done for almost 20 years. But in fact, Priscilla Block, who is the executive director of Artworks, suggested to us that Michael was curating this very exciting show, and I'm really looking forward to seeing your stuff, Z. I know a lot about it, but I haven't had a chance to see it yet. And so she asked us if we were interested, because we had already submitted a proposal to work with Artworks. We were always interested in working with Artworks, and this summer we finally had some time. And so we felt that with a major national election looming, that it was a really good time to try and examine these issues. But of course, it's a really vast topic, and there are many points of entry, right? So what we decided to do was to look at the issue of land, who was on the land, who was brought to the land against their will, who would like to come to the land and isn't able to, how do we become good stewards of the land. And this was actually inspired by the old Woody Guthrie song we can all sing. This land is your land, right? This land is my land. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, the question became, how could our apprentices connect with this topic that felt so vast and abstract and in some ways irrelevant for them? So a lot of what we did was really about conversation and engagement and trying to see what interested them. And also the various pieces that we created, we really did create with them. So, for example, when everybody understood that 75 million people voted for the last American idol, and less than that actually voted President Bush into office, we decided to do an American Idol singing where people would sing their platforms. And the winner does a remix of what they think this land, your land, is my land, should be. Another example is that rather than staging an actual battle between the British and the settlers, we did a stomp off. A dance, sort of like a hip-hop dance competition where they stomp each other off. So we were always looking for ways that we could translate these ideas in ways that would be meaningful for the apprentices and wanted their voices as much as possible.
Well, Joan, we have a brief cut from This Land, your production there. Anything you want to do to set this up?
Oh, I'm just excited to hear. I know that we were fortunate to have Aaron come out and tape us yesterday, and I'm hearing it for the first time, just like you are.
That would be our own Aaron Dorr.
That's all right.
Why don't we take a listen?
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to New York Island. From the raggedy end to the Hollywood Bachelor. This land ain't made for you and me. This land is my land.
destroyed by you and me. We even though we got divisions, we still the same. People keep on playing, thinking life's a game. Man, just listen, we should be united as one instead of using money for supplying our guns. Hey, what's going on with the world today? Poverty, injustice, and unequal pay.
What
can we do to have our voices be heard? Rise, take action, and spread the word.
Spread the word.
Now spread the word.
Spread the word.
Now spread the word.
Spread the word.
Now spread the word.
Spread the word.
Oh,
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 oh. Well, I guess we're spreading the word about Speak Up St. Louis, which opens Friday, July 20th and runs through Sunday, August 26th. Do you want to say something about that,
yeah,
John?
Listen to them. Were they not great? And they wrote that. We had this certain concept about that song, but they wrote it. They've done an amazing job. And I also want to say that we really want to thank our community partners, because we're going to be at the History Museum on Tuesday and Wednesday at 11 and 1. And we're going to be at St. Louis Park Place as part of the Whitaker Series on Thursday. Yeah. And, of course, we want everybody to come to RAC.
And if you go to kwmu.org, to the Cityscape page, Jen, we've got a complete list of everywhere you're going to be with that. So people can check it that way. Zee, I'm a little curious. You described what your effort is about. Could you talk just a little bit about what the process was like to put you this together, how it started, you told us what your original idea was, but how complicated was it for you to do this?
Idea was pretty simple, to tape a headshot and then crop eyes and mouth and ears, but we all have different shape of the head.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was challenged to mask all correctly and to fit them in the same opening in the black mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was challenged. And then I was really surprised once I told everybody how it's going to be represented, the crop today. They pretty much felt comfortable to do it, because they know that their face won't be seen completely, and a sound won't be there. It's going to be just movement of the lips. And then they felt free to talk or to be on the projection.
Michael, do you want to talk about perhaps some of the other things that we'll see? Because what Zee and what Joan have done are just a small bit of the other kind of things you have.
Exactly. And as I mentioned, we have 38 artists, but we have a couple of groups of artists, St. Louis Artworks and that Uppity Theater Group. And we also have a group called Community Collaborative, which is working with homeless men and other men making transitions down at St. Peter and Paul, and they have a project. So there's a couple of groups. And then among the rest of those artists, there's a diverse number of media, paintings, drawings, photography, video, sculpture, installation. So the media is diverse, and the group of artists is diverse as well, age, gender, culture. And so I'm excited by the things that will be there. On Friday, July 20th, when you join us, there will be some live performances. We're going to have the band Psychotronics, which is going to play, a St. Louis band, jazz and rock. There will also be a dance piece by Njidika Izenwa Ike. She is from Nigeria but lives here in St. Louis, and she is doing a piece with her children. We have the performance by St. Louis Artworks Uppity Theater Company. We also have a live internet piece that is going to be going on, produced by artist Michael Zollman. And poet Linda Jones will read a piece on that evening. So there was room in this project for a lot of different voices, and they've all stepped up.
So in addition to that, the opening night, Friday the 20th, will it be the same offerings every night through the run, or is there some variation there?
Well, the show will be up. The performances won't be going on every night. The performances will only be 5:30 to 7:30, Friday, July 20th, the gallery at the Regional Arts Commission.
Okay, I got it. Let me ask you one more thing, Michael and Joan, and Zee, if you want to comment. I know I read your curator's statement, and you start off with Article 1 of the Bill of Rights of the U.S. Constitution, which is Congress will make law respecting, you know, establishment of religion, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, most people can't name the five rights that are in the Bill of, in the First Amendment. But operating under that umbrella of the freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of and from religion, freedom to assemble, and freedom to petition the government, this is the umbrella that we're working under. We believe, all of us, that it is necessary from time to time to engage your rights, to speak up, not just to say, hey, it's okay, it's like something sitting on the shelf. We all believe, and all these artists have joined with me in believing, that it is critical to engage our constitutional rights and to use them, to put them into play.
Joan?
Well, what I want to say is that I see a very strong connection between civic involvement and democracy. And so one of the things that we stressed with our apprentices so that we wouldn't feel like the whole thing is really a downer. I mean, how do you make a positive piece with a country that has its foundations in genocide and slavery and this sort of thing is to say, well, what can we do now, right? So we talk about recycling and involvement in your church or community center and continuing your education and voting and reading the newspaper and being aware of what's going on in the world. It is so easy for them, for any of us, for myself included, to feel overwhelmed and disenfranchised because of what's going on in the world. The way I think about it is that democracy is its own artwork in progress, and that I think that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are the most poetic words that I've ever heard, and something that we can continue as a community and individually to aspire to.
What about you, Z? It's one thing for Michael and Joan to, think about these things and have these concerns, but you've really lived through it. So this has got to be something that really touches you down deep, I would say.
Yeah, I'm really excited to do this project. And the goal is to, talking about my installation, is to remove that mask and make people free to talk and practice their democracy. And what I want to really see is I like to share this with other people. And if they come and see our project, I would be really happy.
And just in conclusion then, what would you like? I'll start with you, Z, and everybody can comment if you want. What would you hope that would happen after this?
I hope we can all speak up and make changes for our better life.
Joan?
I hope that we can all think about how we can make life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness something that we can all share.
Mm-hmm. Michael, you also said in your statement that it takes courage to speak up. Courage to speak up in 2007.
It certainly does. Once someone accused me of saying this kind of work was easier said than done, and I says, well, but if we never say anything, we never have to do anything. And there's a whole lot of that going on.
It's the Regional Arts Commission presenting Speak Up St. Louis, opening Friday, July 20th, running through Sunday, August 26th, at the Regional Arts Commission, which is on Del Mar, 6128 Del Mar. And special events on opening night, Friday, July 20th, between 5:30 and 7. That's when you're going to have some of the live performances. And Joan, you're taking your part of it, My Land, and that's going to be at a lot of other locations after this event, too, and we're going to list all those, as I said before, on the webpage.
And I want to thank Michael Crane and the Regional Arts Commission for doing this.
Well, I thank you all.
Talk about speaking up, right?
Well, I thank you all for being here. Joan Lipkin of that Uppity Theater Company, Zlatko Kosic, video artist and member of City TV 10, and Michael Crane, the curator for Speak Up St. Louis, also the director of the Art Center Gallery at University of Central Missouri. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about the 2007 St. Louis Filmmaker Showcase. Then Monday on St. Louis on the Air, join Don Marsh as he discusses how to improve air quality in St. Louis. Archive versions of past Cityscape programs can be streamed, downloaded, or downloaded for podcast at kwmu.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and engineered by Aaron Dorr, with production assistance from Robert Altman. The executive producer is Mike Schran. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Have a great weekend. We'll hope that you come back next Friday.